This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The president told me this morning he hasn't talked to Epstein. He doesn't think he's talked to him or seen him in 10 or 15 years. And he, like everyone else, sees these charges, the description of these charges against Epstein as completely unconscionable and obviously criminal. Disgusting, really.
Kellyanne Conway speaking about the president and Epstein and what's going on now with the fallout from him is loud and clear. Kate Delaney, as we motor through this show, what emanates out of D.C., part of the conversation is this, is Jeffrey Epstein and his connections to so many with power, because let's face it, he had money. And you think of the lawyers that he had, Alan Dershowitz, Ken Starr, they defended him. And back then, those attorneys worked with Alexander Acosta, then the U.S. Attorney for Southern Florida, now the U.S. Labor Secretary of Labor, and they arranged a secret deal. The deal allowed Epstein to plead guilty to two counts of soliciting a minor for prostitution and serve just 13 months in the private wing of a county jail. Yikes. Shocking stuff. So that's why Kellyanne Conway says it's disgusting. And yes, the children were as young as 14, according to the indictment that was just handed down a couple of days ago. He allegedly groped them. He used sex toys on them, paid them cash on the spot, hundreds of dollars, the indictment read that way, which to a 14-year-old seems like a lot of money. But for someone of his wealth, it's disgusting. And you think of the regular person molesting a child and tossing them, as somebody said to me today, a quarter, or as I read in the Washington Post, a shiny dime. So this is where so much of this conversation is headed. Who better to join us than Doug Christian from Talk Media News? Hey, Doug, how are you?
Hey, Kate. Doing really well. Doing very well. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, you're a White House correspondent, so you heard what Kellyanne Conway had to say. You're not surprised, right, that she was trotted out to address some of these questions because people want to know about the connection.
Yeah, she's a fierce defender of Trump, and she's trying to put her best foot forward. But, I mean, in fairness to Kellyanne Conway, she was not there when Trump was hanging around with Jeffrey Epstein. And there were multiple reports that Trump spent a lot of time with Epstein over the years. And, I mean, there are so many questions about this, from the sweetheart deal that Epstein received in 2008 to why Alexander Acosta was even nominated as the labor secretary. I mean, here's a guy, I mean, what in his resume says labor secretary? I mean, I'm wondering, I mean, is there a connection between his sweetheart deal, the way he protected Trump's friend, and this gift? And I also wonder as well if now William Barr has reversed his recusal of saying, well, he's not going to oversee the present prosecution of Epstein. Say, no, that's not true. Actually, he didn't speak directly to reporters, but he leaked it to the press that he was now going to not recuse himself anymore.
Mm.
So did his boss say, no, you're not going to pull a Jeff Session on me. You're going to make sure that nothing that's compromising about my relationship with Epstein doesn't come out in the public. Who knows? I mean, it feels that way.
It does feel that way. And here's what I wonder, because talking about, you know, Alex Acosta, he's got to be on shaky ground, I would think, right?
Oh, yes. He's very much so. Of course, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has came out of the Senate floor today and said he's got to leave. But I don't see how Republicans can defend him too much longer, because these crimes that Epstein is accused of committing are just terrible. These are crimes against little girls.
Ah, inhumane, terrible, disgusting.
Yeah,
it is disgusting. I mean, Conway had that right. It's disgusting. I mean, I don't even want to talk about half of the stuff on the air that, we know of. And then he had tapes of all this stuff, supposedly. It's just, he was just sick.
It is sick. It's really ill. And, of course, it's interesting that it was not the Special Crimes Unit of the SDNY that that was investigating Epstein, but it was the Public Corruption Unit. Why is that? What was the link between the Public Corruption Unit and Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I agree.
I mean, it seems to me that I'm guessing that this was because Epstein is connected with some public officials that are being investigated, as this was just glaring red hot and coming out and saying, okay, we got to take care of this first.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see where all this goes, and this is certainly intriguing and something people are talking about because the details of it, and, you know, nothing like when you don't have a lot of money to watch somebody rich get away with ridiculous things with he's accused of. He lived in a mansion worth $77 million. He gave Harvard $6.5 million to fund a math, biology, and evolutionary dynamics program. He had everybody's, you can imagine, famous friends from Prince Andrew to Bill Clinton, same thing. He allowed Bill Clinton to use his jet. So it just wasn't Donald Trump. It was Bill Clinton and so many other people, too. So
that's
this
right.
is going to be...
Alan Dershowitz. And,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Ken Starr.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And, yep. You know, there's going to be a lot. I mean, already Bill Clinton is coming out and saying he didn't know Epstein that well. That's ridiculous. They called Epstein... They used to joke at the time. They called Epstein's jet the Lolita Express.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
because
they knew he liked young girls. Exactly. Did they know they were 14? And supposedly they may even have been younger than that. That's nutty. I want to jump on something else. So the Democrats replaced one Hollywood Square, because that's what I call them, you know, because there's so many people running, as you know, with somebody else in the political game of Hollywood Squares. And it's billionaire Tom Steyer. How much of a chance does he have to get out there and rattle some cages and make some noise?
The only thing he's going to do is bother Democrats. I mean, the thing is that he is, he first of all, does have tremendous resources as a hedge fund manager. Also, the fact that he had pushed it so hard for the impeachment of Trump, he's got a huge mailing list that's almost enviable, that he could definitely make noise. But he doesn't have the ground game of a person who has been a politician for years and actually has been speaking directly to people. And so in the end, what he's going to do is pull resources away from people in the field. And that's the way Democrats see this. They see him as a spoiler, as of Ross Perot, and I'm sorry to say that he died today.
But as he did,
I acknowledge that.
Yeah.
And they are not overly joyed that he's now joining the race.
Yeah, because, crazy.
Yeah.
Because he'll separate things up even more. Doug Christian, always fun to have you on the show. White House correspondent, Talk Media News. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks.
Coming up next, Brad Radu. We're talking about smokeless tobacco and big tobacco and all kinds of stuff. Hang with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
So before he jumped on the air, as I was prepping for the show, you know, that's something that happens throughout the day. I was watching the tube. I was watching a couple of news clips. And in between them, there were these smoking commercials, ads about what smoking can do to you. And, oh, I'll tell you what, you see some of these ads. And they're what we call public service announcements about, you know, somebody who just had died of cancer and they could barely talk and they were shriveled up. And it made you think, boy, would you really have sat behind the gym and started smoking those cigarettes when you were a kid and continued to smoke and smoke and smoke? And we know that it's such a tough thing to quit, smoking is. And I think it's one of the hardest addictions to quit. So there's alternatives to that. And a lot of that is the smokeless tobacco and vaping and whatnot. And we've talked about that a bunch here on this show. And we've talked to people who say it saved their life, actually. We had a couple of guests. One of them was Bernie P, and he was telling us how he was just addicted to nicotine and how, you know, the smokeless tobacco was a lifesaver for him. It really, really was. So once again, if you just tuned in, welcome to the Kate Delaney Show. As we motor through, Dr. Brad Radu joins us. He's been with us a couple of different times. He's a professor of medicine at the University of Louisville. Hey, Dr. Radu, thanks for coming on.
It's great to be with you, Kate.
So have you seen those public service announcements with the people who smoke too much and then their heart exploded and terrible things happened? Wow, they're powerful.
Well, those commercials are powerful. I've been at a cancer center for the last 30 years, and I've seen many of those heartbreaking stories. So that's why I'm committed to giving smokers alternatives that don't involve
nicotine and tobacco abstinence. Give them smoke-free alternatives. Let them step away from the fire, and we can really help them lead longer and healthier lives.
Yeah, so tell us about a product that's similar to a nicotine pouch that you're really familiar with. And, you know, it's made by Swedish Match. And what does it do? Tell us about it.
Well, it's a pure nicotine product, and it's in a small teabag-like pouch that you can place between your upper lip and gum. It delivers nicotine very effectively. It has some, it comes in a variety of flavors, and it's a great way for smokers to switch. It's a great product for smokers to switch to. And so this has been very popular. It was introduced in the Western U.S. originally, and now it's available nationally.
All right. So nationally you can get that, and that's definitely an alternative. What exactly, and I said this in the top of this, I don't smoke. I don't have anything to do with smoking and whatnot, but as I mentioned, I've had people on the show. I have friends that do the smokeless tobacco thing. So for people who are listening and thinking, okay, when you say smokeless tobacco, what does it mean, and is it really safer than cigarettes?
Well, it is. Smokeless tobacco's had a bad rap because it's always been blamed for mouth cancer. But it turns out that federal studies, that is, studies by federal investigators and those funded by the feds, have found that smokeless tobacco in...
Well, I think we lost Dr. Adu, so hopefully we'll get him back. But we're talking about this idea of, you know, smokeless tobacco. We saw, like I said, I saw those horrifying commercials. And, hey, listen, I had a grandmother who smoked. I can't really remember that, but I remember my great-grandmother, because she died of cancer, not lung cancer, breast cancer. But I had a great-grandmother, and she lived to be pretty old, so she defied the odds that she smoked in so much. It was just absolutely crazy. All right, we've got Dr. Brad Radu back with us again. And so, Doc, we were talking about, you know, is it safer than cigarettes, smokeless tobacco? And what are some of the common things that people don't know, I guess, about smokeless tobacco?
Well, misconceptions. One of the things is people believe that it causes mouth cancer, but federal studies show that there's no excess mouth cancer in people who use modern dip-and-chew products. So that's a real big advantage over smoking, because smoking is one of the biggest risks for mouth cancer. So we really do have a lot of advantages to smokeless tobacco, and I've encouraged smokeless tobacco users to continue and stay away from the smoke.
Well, yeah, and as you said, you've seen firsthand what it can do to people. And then there's always a discussion about young people and not starting in the first place. And so what do you do to not get them, I don't know, not get them down that nicotine road, and instead, if they're going there, head toward the safer products we've been talking about?
Well, I mean, you know, no one wants any teenagers to use any product that's meant for adults.
Yeah.
That includes alcohol, marijuana. There's many other activities we try to keep teenagers away from. But the bottom line is that smoke-free products have to exist because they have to pull smokers away from what otherwise will be a devastating illness. You know, we can't let teens, concern for teens, override our concern for their parents and their grandparents who smoke. We need to give them the chance to lead longer and healthier lives. Keep them around for those young children and teens who are growing up.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, and finally, what happens to people who smoke, adult smokers that we've been talking about, who want to try switching to safer nicotine delivery systems we've been talking about, if that access is denied because of some of these bans that we're seeing in many states. We saw what happened in San Francisco and the conversation in California and other municipalities and what they're adopting. Do you think this is disastrous?
Well, it is disastrous. There's San Francisco banning vastly safer e-cigarettes and other flavored products and keeping cigarettes available to smokers. Now, that makes absolutely no sense. It's like banning seatbelts and airbags and letting people ride around in automobiles. We don't do that.
Yeah.
And so I don't believe that San Francisco's made a good choice at all. And, you know, one thing your listeners should realize is that nicotine is not the reason that smokers die. Nicotine is the reason people smoke and enjoy other tobacco products, but it is not the cause of any of the diseases that kill smokers. So that's why smokers need to look for alternatives that provide nicotine without the dangerous smoke.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. Dr. Brad, it's always fun to have you on. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for your time, Kate.
Yeah, there you go. Dr. Brad Radu, professor of medicine at the University of Louisville. We talked about, he's an endowed chair there in tobacco harm reduction research. So for the past couple of decades, he's been involved in that research, and that's why he's telling us some of the things that he's seen. He also, years ago, was an expert witness at a congressional hearing on tobacco harm reduction, and he's a sought-after speaker at a bunch of international forums on that topic. So I like when we get a chance to talk to him about what are the products out there, what's happening, because I know some of you are looking for that. I know some of you, unfortunately, started down that path where, you smoked. It's a habit. My hubs can... who loved his grandfather. His grandfather's the greatest guy ever, I swear. And luckily I had the opportunity to spend some time with him. And he said he would have a cup of coffee and a cigarette. A cup of coffee and a cigarette on the other side of his mouth. And he lived to be into his 70s. But, you know, there were different times. And smoking was prevalent. I mean, the commercials showed smoking. And then we started to see some of the damages of that afterwards. So it's interesting to watch as we grapple with what's happening now in the United States. And as I mentioned, with some of those bans, is it fair or foul? Something to ponder. Let me know how you feel. Send me your thoughts, fair or foul, on what happened in San Francisco and banning products that we think help people when they have these nicotine addictions. Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and let me know. Hang with us. Coming up next, an icon in politics dead.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An appeals court in New Orleans has taken up the Affordable Care Act. Texas Solicitor General Kyle Hawkins urged the court to declare Obamacare unconstitutional in its entirety. The state argued that when Congress enacted President Trump's tax overhaul, It rendered the Affordable Care Act unconstitutional by doing away with penalties for not having insurance as mandated in the law. Mark Rylander is with the Texas Attorney General's office.
When the law was stripped of its revenue-raising penalty, the mandate and the entire law are now unconstitutional.
California Governor Gavin Newsom and other Democrats are pushing to preserve it.
133 million Americans will potentially be vulnerable to massive premium increases.
It's still not known when the court will make its ruling. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Taking the mail bag.
Thank you very much for all of those emails. You want to flip me an email? You can do it by sending it to katedelaneyradio.com. We're building that site out. And one of the easy things to do is click on contact. Boom. Bada bing. You are there, my friends. And just let it rip, whatever your thoughts are and whatever it is that we're jawing about on the airwaves. I like to think of myself as the voice of reason. That's why I invite everybody to be a part of the conversation. I don't want to exclude people. You know, I don't like being excluded. I realized something in being in different industries that I don't like being excluded because I like to include other people. So that means whether you are rip-roaring right as right or left as left can get or somewhere in between, or you hate labels, you don't like labels, you just want to have the conversation, you're invited to the show. And we've talked about a couple of different things right there. We were talking about tobacco and whatnot. And every once in a while I'll get an email from somebody about a guest I had talking about something health-wise. And Dr. Brad, he's had a couple of people say they enjoy hearing what he has to say about smokeless tobacco and what's happening and all that stuff. So there was reaction to Ross Perot dying. H. Ross Perot died Tuesday at 89, and he definitely was larger than life and one of a kind. He was a fast talker, super seller. There's no question about it. In 1992, he offered himself up as kind of an alternative to the traditional political parties. Remember, it was about business. That's, remember, this last election we talked about, that's Donald Trump. He was different. What's the alternative? What about a business person? Could a business person, instead of a lawyer or somebody who was a senator or somebody who had a political background, get elected? And that was one of the things that Ross Perot wanted to see happen when he threw his name into the ring, and he was all over the news constantly. Remember, there was no Twitter, but he would be on all kinds of talk shows, including Larry King's. And here's a little snippet of Ross Perot.
You have got to stop the deficit spending, because that's like arterial bleeding. $400 billion in new debt just this year.
So what steps do you take? All right, economy will be the central issue.
The economy has to be the central issue. You can't be a superpower unless you're an economic superpower. And if anybody questions that, just look at Russia.
Isn't that interesting, what he said? Some of it's so prophetic, if you will. Nearly 20% of American voters liked what Perot was offering, something different from the same old, same old. So he was one of the most successful outsider candidates ever, really, at the time, if you go back to 92, since Theodore Roosevelt in 1912. Just a couple other fun facts, and I'm going to go to some of your emails about that. He was married to his first and only wife for more than 60 years. Of course, he made a fortune in data processing. He noticed when he worked for IBM that companies made inefficient use of the computers he sold to them. So when the company higher-ups didn't listen to his advice to offer software and services along with the mainframes, he left the company to launch that business himself. And you got to think about the time frame of that. That was in 1962. I don't live too far from EDS, Electronic Data Systems. It was a definite home run. He sold the company in 84 to General Motors for $2.5 billion and a seat on the board of directors. How about that? All right, so this one from Alan. Wow, Ross Perot. Mixed feelings about him, Kate Delaney, except for that he shook things up in politics. He definitely did. He tried to get in the way of the same old, and I think it was probably a really good thing. He certainly was a brilliant businessman as he saw a need for what wasn't happening in data systems and made a bloody fortune out of it. So good for him. Rip Ross Perot. And then I got one more here, and this one was from Jake. I had a chance to meet Ross Perot once, Kate. I had a funny little conversation with him. He had such a Texas-y kind of twang. He shook my hand, and he was so folksy-like. I enjoyed our little interaction. Did you find him to be that way? And I'm wondering if you ever met him. I did meet him in his lifetime. When I moved to Texas, I had the opportunity to meet him through his son, I think, and it had to do something connected to the Dallas Mavericks, and he was very folksy, I guess is the way to say that. He had funny sayings, right? He sort of broke it down like with a simple talk, and I was looking at some of his sayings, and remember when he was running, he promised to take out the trash and clean out the barn. And he announced on Larry King's show, which you heard that snippet there, that he would run for president if enough people pitched in to get him on the ballot in all 50 states. And the public helped him out, so he did absolutely do that. Now let's move on to something else. This one is from Mitch, and Mitch says, clearly Jeffrey Epstein needs to go away for the rest of his life. That guy is a mole, is a scumbag, is a nutbag. And no doubt there's probably many more horrific stories we'll hear as they tumble out, Kate, about this despicable human being. Good for the FBI that they finally nailed him. Apparently there are a ton of victims, and some of them are middle-aged. They were middle school-aged when he made a beeline from them. And that's not funny about, oh, he prefers young, gorgeous women. That's not young, gorgeous women. That's children. And that is despicable. Money can hide a lot of things, obviously, and we see that constantly, don't you think? Yes. And of course he had friends in high places. He had a ton of money, and they don't know much about his picadillos, I would assume, right? I mean, not that they made jokes about the Lolita Express, but how young did they know the girls were? And it was a travesty what he got away with the first time in court, so now they nail him this time around, I believe. We'll see all these allegations, everything that they've, you know, got on him. And we're talking about sex trafficking and abuse of underage girls at his houses in Manhattan and Palm Beach, Florida. between 2002 and 2005, and the details, frankly, are creepy, disgusting, sickening. I mean, they make you feel sick, no matter what. Bringing them to his houses and in exchange for trinkets, money-wise, and whatever. But they were children. So not grown young women. So it wasn't, oh, a little bit younger. No, it was, you know, he could be their father and grandfather. And, boy, oh, boy, I think they're going to nail him big time in court. So, yes, thanks for that email. Some more emails concerning a few different things, including this one from Penny, who says, "What's up with the sharks, Kate Delaney? Oh, my gosh, I don't know whether I really want to take my family to North Carolina. There had, what, three different attacks on the Carolina coast? It seems ridiculous, but, you know, it is tempting fate, is it not?" Well, think of all the hundreds of thousands of people that swim. Now, when you go in the water, if it's waist deep or whatever it is, I mean, you're in the ocean. So anything can happen, right? But anything can happen when we walk out the door of our house. And I'm not making light of it. I just know, statistically speaking, it's still rather small, the chances. It would freak me out. If you have a young child, you know, you're not going to watch them just lollygag down by the water anyway. And I've definitely been in those waters. Last year I swam there at a very popular, you know, beach, and they're trying to keep an eye on it. They're patrolling it and doing everything they can. And it was a couple of freak moments. And, you know, the one thing you would do is avoid dusk. Don't go in first thing in the morning either. But, you know, some of those attacks didn't happen at those times. And clearly it is their turf. Right, it is their turf. How about this one? This one is from Max. Kate, equal pay for the broads. Hey, I got involved in watching them, and I'm a crusty old dude, but they deserve it. I can't believe that they get so much less pay than the men get. It is about time that they get more money. It was fun to see them. They represented the USA well, and I think they deserve to have equal pay. What do you say? Yes. I say yes because, well, they filed a gender discrimination lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation. So they've had now two back-to-back cups, and they're blowing up the ratings and selling the most jerseys. And to me, I said this the other day, it's economics, so forget all that. You can put the politics in it and say this isn't right and all that, the lower salaries and the poor conditions and all of that. But if you looked at the economics, then you could just say, based on that, they deserve to get that. I mean, here's the thing. If the U.S. men win the World Cup, they get $500,000. The women get $60,000, right? I mean, are you kidding? That is ridiculous, especially with the amount of, like I said, jerseys sold, ratings. People are getting rich off this team. Are Fox, because they had the rights, Nike, anybody connected to them that isn't them with the straight pay thing. FIFA will pay female World Cup teams a total of $30 million compared to the $440 million the 2022 men's teams will take home in prize money. Wow, so you had crowds in France chanting equal pay when they were getting their medals. I mean, they were screaming it so loud that you couldn't even hear it. Wow. Any thoughts? Again, share them with me. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Go to the man cave next.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
It's going to be the second time that Chapman does that feat, and he's got him. Struck out the side. And a smile from Aroldis Chapman as he gets the All-Star Game save. And the American League has now won seven straight as they win this one 4-3.
Yeah, it was all about the American League again, as you heard the call there. Thanks to Westwood One for that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, we're in the man cave. We're talking about the All-Star Game. Do you even watch All-Star Games, even if you're a baseball fan? I don't know. It's a 90th All-Star Game. And it was just one of those nights. The American League continued its streak, that 4-3 win you just heard. And the National League lineup had some pretty interesting players in it. Cody Bellinger, Christian Yelich, and they hit 61 home runs before the All-Star break. But you know what? I'll tell you what. There was some great pitching that happened, and the pitching fended off some of those hot bats. And that, I don't know. I think it's fun to go to an All-Star game. I don't know about watching it. I mean, if you're just a huge rabid fan and some of your players are playing. When I was a kid, did you have this experience? If you ever went to a ballpark when they were voting for the All-Star folks and, you know, you didn't have Twitter or you didn't have other ways to vote electronically, they handed out those ballots. And I remember, you know, Mike Schmidt and Pete Rose were Phillies, and I wanted all my Phillies to get in. And I can remember punching the holes in it and putting them in and thinking that was such a big deal. So there were some cool moments in it. There was, there was Mike Trout, who won consecutive All-Star honors in 2014 and 15, and he reached base in his first plate appearance in all 8 All-Star games, but not to be this time around. He got knocked out. He was retired in both plate appearances. So that's so interesting, because usually Trout is Mr. Dominant, right? And what was sad or interesting, I think good, because you had his teammate Tyler Skaggs, who was so young in his late 20s, the pitcher who died while he was on the team trip to play the Texas Rangers in a hotel. He had a number 45 on his back to honor his teammate, which I thought was really, really very, very, very cool. So we move from the All-Star game, and I don't know, are All-Star games, they pull you in, are they significant, and that, you know, kind of conversation, to what is interesting to watch. We just saw the women's soccer team, and then we have the Supremacy sisters. At one point they were the Williams sisters. Venus Williams got knocked out in the first round by a 15-year-old who idolized her and was a big moment for her. Serena Williams, different story. Here's what she had to say after her match.
Just needed to just fight. Allison was, I mean, she played so great throughout the whole tournament. She's beaten so many amazing players that has been players that have had great years. You know, she was not giving it to me. I needed to step up and take it, and that's what I had to do.
I like that. I needed to step up and take it. Yeah, Serena Williams is somebody who goes down in history as perhaps the greatest women's American, well, maybe even the greatest player of all time. I don't know. When you start to get into the all-time and who's the best and all that kind of stuff, I think you have to measure it different ways, but there's no question she's iconic, amazing, definitely maybe the greatest of all time. So she reached the Wimbledon semifinals, and she feels good about it. Like she said, it's all that clawing and scraping and, you know, doing what you have to do to make it happen, which anybody, any athlete in that position, you are just playing mind-wise and in many, many different ways at a much different level than the mere mortals, the rest of us. Let's just put it that way. Right? You're operating on a way, way, way different scale. NFL almost here. Can you believe it? What happened? Blink, blink, and all of a sudden we're almost at training camps. So there's so much conversation about these mini camps and what rookie is going to be the superstar and who to watch and fantasy football and just so much, because you get massive NFL coverage. And of course, then there's the gambling aspect. Since the Supreme Court ruling, now the cover is lifted off. Not that it wasn't lifted off before, but I just wanted to mention that we will be doing our Nail the Score feature every single Tuesday during the football season, the NFL season, and hopefully we'll have a winner this time around, which means you got to call and participate, and I'll pick the game of the week, and you tell me who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. You don't even have to be a full-on crazy rabid fan. It's like picking numbers. It's like playing Keno when you go to Vegas, and you just don't want to get near any slot machines or anything else, so you're quietly playing Keno while you eat your Reuben in the corner somewhere at the deli. How about this? Every once in a while, a player decides they've had enough and they walk away. Former Detroit Lions and Houston Texans safety Glover Quinn decided to retire after those 10 years. 33, he was an incredible defensive backfield juggernaut for Detroit. He signed in free agency before 2013. He started every game in his 6 seasons with the Lions. He's a Pro Bowl player, a second-team All-Pro in 2014, all that kind of stuff. He had some really good seasons with them. And he said playing professional sports was a dream of his. Football was the route he chose. And he felt blessed to be able to persevere through all the hardships and play 10 years. But he said, I'm thankful that I played with great players and 2 great organizations, and that kind of stuff, but he wants to step into the rest of his life and not let football just be his life. So he was able to walk off the field. He said, I'm young, I'm healthy, I've got a lot of life to live, so I'm walking away from the game of football. Wow. Because, see, people, you know, obviously, we talk about injuries, talk about what it's like when for however long you play. And for some, it's almost impossible to walk away. And for others, they see what's happened to some players in their positions, and they're ready to get what they can out of it and then walk away. And so he was pretty good. He was very good when he, especially in those couple of years ago when he played for Detroit, I'll call them his heyday years, pretty impressive. So for them, I would think in a way it's a loss because he could always get back to the level that he was at. He certainly was outstanding at understanding the plays, you know, et cetera. But he decides he wants to move on, so that's what he does. And we're, like I said, I wonder how much of this we'll see in the future where because of what can happen to your body, it gets too much for some. And then the decision is almost easy because they don't want to take any of the chances with brain injuries or other injuries. Or they have so many operations or so much that you're like a freight train out there. And when you hear the smashing and the crashing when you're on the sidelines, you even realize it more that, and I love the game of football. I do. I watch it. I love it. It's my favorite. But you realize, I did when I covered it, what it really takes, the kind of fortitude and what it does to your body and how you have to bounce that body back quickly, you know, year after year, week after week, training camp after training camp. That's what it's about. How quickly can you get ready for the next time around? So we're getting ready. We're in the getting ready phase right now, and the debates are about who's going to be the best when, you know, when they get back out there once again. By the way, former New England Patriots linebacker and he's an ESPN analyst, Teddy Bruschi, posted on Instagram that he's doing much better. He suffered a stroke last week. It happened at about 10:30 on July 4th. He lost the use of his left arm and realized he was slurring his speech when he tried to speak. He said his wife noticed the left side of his face was drooping, too. They knew it was happening, the signs of a stroke. We hear that. Called 911, ambulance, boom, got in there really quickly. So that's the good news. And he is feeling better. You got to think he was a linebacker. And talk about a player who played hard. Ooh, this guy played super, super hard. Just crazy. He's run the Boston Marathon even 3 times, including in 2019. We're dipping out of here. That's what the band is telling us. Thanks for listening. Kate Delaney saying, make it count, everybody.
This is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.